This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There was a pipsqueak. There was a scumbag in Norway, him and his group, who are burning the Quran every single week, with the permission, not only that, but the protection of the Norwegian government. In fact, our proud sponsors and friends, Islamnet, have told us themselves that they were being harassed by this group.
Do you see this banner stating Oslo Jihad Center? We have, alhamdulillah, purchased this huge property to establish a masjid and community center for the Muslims in Norway. And today, subhanallah, we found this banner put up by a Norwegian extremist anti-Muslim group known for burning the Quran and wanting to deport Muslims from the country.
This individual, Lars Thorne, who is burning the Quran thinking that the Muslim community is somehow scared of him or something, or that this has an impact. The Quran even tells us this, I mean, quite frankly, itself. It says, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَيَّدُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. That do not let those individuals who are running and chasing disbelief upset you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will not harm Allah in the least. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. That Allah wants them to have no portion of the hereafter, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and they have a very painful punishment. Now, these individuals who are attacking the religion of Islam are just one part of the bigger problem. The bigger problem that we saw some years ago created this monster, Anders Breivik, who killed 77 people in cold blood, who's now demanding more kind of privileges in his cell, that the Norwegian government only gave a slap on the wrist. But I have a challenge for this individual that I will educate him. Not even a challenge, just something for him. I will educate him on a Zoom meeting. I have a discussion with him. Maybe something like this. Maybe this is a challenge that you would accept. Because at the end of the day, who do you think you are to try and burn the Quran in this manner? Yeah? You think you're a big man, yeah? You're nothing, brother. Yeah? You're nothing. You and your organization, you try and harass our brothers at Islamnet. Well, I'll tell you what, Islamnet, and I know this because I'm in contact with the brothers, are now building a masjid and dawah center. Tangible assets that the ummah can see. The money is going in the right places. And the more you do what you do, the more we'll do what we do, which is we will raise money, more and more money, to expand this project. And in fact, for every Quran that you try and burn, we'll raise 100,000 euros. Yes, 100,000 euros. And so my call to action to the Muslim community is this. We must make sure that Islam is strong and Aziz is mighty in every part of the world. And so this dawah project, make sure in this holy month, in these holy days of Ramadan, that we do as much as we can. Make sure that you click on the link below and you donate as much as you can. Put as much as you can into the matter, because this opportunity might not come knocking again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.